But the way the ABI stability layer is achieved is through relibc and redoxrt. So first our C library, relibc. And again, somewhat ironically, it's written almost entirely in Rust. Even many of the header files are auto-generated using cbindgen from Rust declarations. So the only real C code in relibc is essentially what POSIX requires in the form of, say, macros and other other special C-specific definitions. And it's been Rustifying over time, reducing unsafe. So for example, handling C strings can be done safely encoded using the Rust type system. There's both a Linux and a Redox backend. The Linux backend isn't particularly interesting for this talk, but the Redox backend is what implements the large parts that constitute our POSIX support. So redoxrt is currently on top of simpler kernel APIs for example, creating new address spaces, sending pages between address spaces, switching the current address space, and so on. And importantly, also the quite large, at this point, signal handling subsystem. So what we're trying to achieve with this signal subsystem is to essentially support the user space analog of hardware interrupts. So they're really similar. There are roughly 64 signals, even though that's implementation specific. They're asynchronous. They can interrupt execution at any time when they're not masked or ignored. And they can also interrupt syscalls that would otherwise block. But the way our current Redox RT approach is implemented. This poses a quite huge problem when signals can occur, because if you, for example, store this current working directory state, which needs to be accessed every time you open something, since this state is a global variable, and since multi-threading is supported, this needs to be synchronized. And although that doesn't necessarily have to be implemented using a mutex, in practice, that will always be sort of required. And the problem is that functions like open, they're async safe, which means they can be called reentrantly. So this poses a huge problem when you need synchronization. Now, before all of this functionality was moved to user space, when it still resided in the kernel, this would have been a trivial problem, because interrupts are almost always disabled, at least on the Redox microkernel. And doing that manually would have been more than 10 times cheaper, give or take. So we really need to be able to quickly disable signals for short critical sections. So that brings us to the question, what if we could bypass the syscall overhead entirely and say use shared memory instead? And that's exactly what this protocol does. So it keeps the cost of sigproc mask low, and even bypasses the kernel entirely, at least in terms of switching to kernel mode. It keeps all of the signal configuration state, except the pointers the kernel uses to access the same state. And it also provides a basic IPC cancellation primitive. So essentially, all of the configuration is done using shared memory between user space and kernel space. Now, this allows the kernel implementation to be really simple. Rather than having to save and restore